my name's Mark Oak. I'm the principal advisor at the Australia Institute, and we actually monitor the individual coal and gas generators in the national electricity market, and so we can actually see when they break down. And what we found is that coal and gas plants break down very regularly. You're likely to get a breakdown every few days, and they perform particularly badly over summer, where you can often get breakdowns every day or even multiple breakdowns on one day. So huge amounts of coal generation capacity can fall out of the grid without any notice at all.
That's actually quite a lot. I mean, I knew that they were, subject to breakdowns, but I certainly didn't realise that they were like every few days or every day.
Yes, well, we had an amazing incident last week. So it's actually in cold temperatures during winter when they're, in theory, less likely to break down. But 3,800 megawatts of coal plants were simultaneously broken down in New South Wales, which caused a lack of supply, which drove power prices in New South Wales over $2,000 a megawatt hour on a couple of occasions last week. And you know, it's just amazing that you can have 3,800 megawatts of coal power plant breakdowns simultaneously in one state. It's astonishing.
So has it always been like this, or are we just more focused on it now?
In part, it's because we're more focused on it, because the Australia Institute has actually been able to monitor the performance of coal and gas power plants. So we're actually aware of what's going on. In the past, the grid operator and individual power companies didn't want to highlight that this was the case and how unreliable a lot of their plants can be. But it is actually getting a lot worse now, and it's getting a lot worse for two reasons. One is that temperatures are increasing. Because of global warming, we're getting a lot more days that are what you would call extreme temperature days, over 35 or even over 40 degrees. So that's happening much more often. And coal and gas power plants are much more likely to break down, and they reduce their efficiency in those kinds of temperatures. So their output is reduced. So there's a big increase in that reduced efficiency and breakdowns as a result of the heat. And that's just going to keep getting worse and worse. And the second reason is that they're getting older. So it's a bit like if you've got a car. I don't drive the car that I drove 40 years ago. I got rid of that because it wouldn't be reliable enough now. Well, it's the same with coal plants and gas plants. As they get older, they get less reliable. So as we hold on to these old things that are well and truly past their use-by date, we can't really expect them to remain reliable and efficient.
So do you have any idea whether it's the same components or process that is breaking down most often, or are technicians just chasing things all over the power plants?
Look, we're not really sure of the particular causes of the breakdowns. We know there's, quite often things like boiler tube leaks in coal plants. That's a common one that comes with age. But what you really have to remember is that these things require the combustion of massive amounts of coal and gas. And you can imagine if you're constantly combusting something at really, really high temperatures, then that inevitably wears down the machinery and causes all sorts of problems over time. With a solar plant or a wind farm, you just don't have those kind of extreme conditions. They're much more efficient, much less moving parts, and no combustion. So you just don't have those kinds of problems. You really just have to imagine what it's like to have to combust that amount of fuel over that such a long period of time, and how that would affect machinery.
All right, well, let's look at last summer, where there was, quite a lot of hot weather. How did coal power stations perform over last summer? What were the outages?
Overall, I think there was about 44 or 45 breakdowns of gas and coal plants over the summer period. And they were all major breakdowns in the hundreds of megawatt kind of realm, which is a lot. Coal plants performed particularly badly. Overall, the biggest amount of breakdowns of coal plants were the New South Wales black coal plants, particularly Liddell broke down on several occasions. Sorry, not just New South Wales, but the black coal plants in the grid. So they had the largest number, and there's a lot of them in Queensland and New South Wales. The total number of breakdowns was greatest for black coal plants, but of course there's more black coal plants than brown coal plants, and the rate of breakdown with brown coal plants was much, much higher. So it's only about 19% of the generating power in the grid, but they broke down at a much greater rate than black coal plants, particularly Loy Yang A and Yallourn power plant in Victoria. I think between them they broke down around 20 times. So that was huge. And probably the biggest surprise, though, was that the newer coal plants, which are called the supercritical coal plants, and you can remember that you might have noticed that there's a some people advocate for building new coal power plants, and the type of coal power plants they advocated, these high efficiency, low emission coal plants, these supercritical coal plants, they actually, as it turns out, are more unreliable, break down more often than the old subcritical coal plants. There's a huge reliability issue with those as well.
Is that because of the complexity of the machinery?
It's actually difficult for us to know exactly why that is. What we've been able to do is just look at the amount of breakdowns of different types of plants and compare that to the total amount of those kinds of plants. And what we found is the rate of breakdowns is higher amongst those newer coal plants. One example is Cogan Creek coal plant in Queensland, which is the newest coal power plant in Australia, and it's often lauded as one of these high efficiency, low emissions coal plants, and that's broken down several times this year. It's a huge generator at 750 megawatts, so you can imagine when you have a sudden dropout of 750 megawatts from the grid, that's a real problem, both in terms of energy supply and maintaining the frequency of the grid. So most efficient coal plant in Australia, as it turns out, is one of the most unreliable in the grid.
Well, that's a worry. So when you say it's, the newest coal plant, how old is it?
It's about 10 years old.
How long have you been collecting data on, the breakdowns of the power generation?
We actually started this in mid to late December last year.
Right, so we're still waiting really for long-term data, as in, have they got better, have they got worse, is it much the same?
It's hard for us to tell because we don't have that data, and that data is just not publicly available. So we've only just started doing it, but I guess what we've discovered is that these things are breaking down all the time and have often caused big disruptions to the grid. We do know that in the heat wave in February 2017, which is before we actually started monitoring this data, we know from the Australian Energy Market Operator reports and the Australian Energy Regulator reports that during that heatwave in 2017, where we had blackouts in South Australia and load shedding events in New South Wales, that we had a huge amount of breakdowns of coal and gas plants. In fact, on the day of the load shedding in New South Wales, something like 20% of all coal and gas plants in New South Wales on that extremely hot day on February the 10th broke down, and that's actually what led to the load shedding.
And have you been sort of like matching this data with the electricity prices, what these breakdowns have been doing?
We have a little bit. We looked at the breakdowns last week in New South Wales when we had 3,800 megawatts of coal broken down simultaneously, and that was the cause of prices rocketing up to over $2,000 a megawatt hour over the half-hour trading periods. But it also, at least one point, reached the market cap of over $14,000 a megawatt hour during one of the five-minute intervals within that half-hour trading period.
All right, so before we go, because we're running out of time, can you just talk a little bit about baseload? Because a lot of people who are very either committed to or worried about leaving coal are very sort of concerned that without having coal, we don't have baseload power. Do we need it?
The challenge for the grid at the moment is meeting peak demand. So it's these occasional times, particularly, but not entirely, but particularly really hot days during summer where you have very high demand when everybody reaches for their air conditioners, and demand peaks. You've always maybe got demand of, say, 7,000 megawatts in New South Wales, then these are the days when it goes up to 10,000 megawatts and you've got to find 2,000 megawatts just for a half-hour period or something like that. So What you need there is what you call firming power, which is power plants that you can just switch on quickly to provide for those peak loads. And traditionally, that's actually been done with gas peaking plants, but there's renewable options now, and particularly solar thermal power with storage and pumped hydro. And these options are now competitive with or cheaper than gas peaking plants, particularly, you know, the high gas prices we've got now. So meeting the peaks is the challenge, and gas plants have a huge amount of problems too, and there's cheaper renewable options now that can actually meet those peaks.